I'm Anderson Cooper. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. All the latest on the shootings here in Ottawa. Let's get started. As Canada's leading news anchor, Peter Mansbridge, put it tonight, the gunman struck the soul of Canada's remembrance, the memorial, and at the heart of its democracy, the parliament. The question now, did the shootings have wider connections to global extremism?
We don't yet have all the information about whether this was part of a broader network or plan, or whether this was an individual or a series of individuals who decided to take these actions. But it emphasizes the degree to which we have to remain vigilant when it comes to dealing with these kinds of acts of senseless violence or terrorism.
I do want to just get you up to date on all that has happened here over the last several hours. Randy Kay has the latest.
9:52 a.m., a blaze of gunfire at the Canadian War Memorial in Ottawa. One of two soldiers standing guard at the memorial is gunned down.
I was locking my bike up. I heard four shots. From that direction, I turned around and ran, and I saw one of those soldiers laying on the ground.
Eyewitness Peter Henderson tells CNN the shots sounded like they came from a high-powered rifle. Other witnesses describe the shooter as a man with dark hair and a scarf on his head, carrying a huge rifle.
The man just came around the corner of the Prime Minister's office, put the gun on his shoulder, and fired four shots into the back of this soldier. It was clearly a target.
Henderson says the soldier appears to have fallen backwards. Strangers and emergency personnel rush in to try and save him as the gunman runs away. But this is just the beginning. Minutes later, a quarter mile away on Parliament Hill, this terrifying sound echoes through the chambers. It's now about 10 a.m. Witnesses report a gunman entered the main Parliament building through an entrance meant for officials. He exchanges gunfire with security officers.
I heard rapid fire of what appeared to be about 20 shots or more, very loud, appeared to be fairly close.
Canada's Prime Minister is quickly escorted along with some members of Parliament to a safe location, but dozens remain inside on lockdown. They tweet to let others know they're safe. MP Michelle Rempel tweets, "Mom, I'm okay. I'm in hiding." And this tweet from Senator Jim Munson reads in part, "Everyone's safe but shaken. Heard plenty of gunfire. MPs say they could smell gunpowder." By 10:30 a.m., a journalist inside Parliament tells reporters he saw a body slumped over. It will be hours, though, before we get official word that the gunman is dead. Killed by Sergeant-at-Arms Kevin Vickers. Four others reportedly injured in the attack, including a security guard at Parliament, are taken to Ottawa Hospital. Meanwhile, Ottawa police still don't know how many suspects they are looking for. At 11:22 a.m., police tell CNN there may have been two or three shooters at the war memorial.
They do believe there's another gunman at large at this moment. He may be on the run.
At 11:40 a.m., there's word of yet another shooting from police. This one, a seven-minute walk from Parliament, near Ottawa's Rideau Centre Mall. Later, that report is discounted. Just before noon, the U.S. Embassy in Ottawa is locked down, and President Obama is briefed on the shooting. Then, just after 1 p.m., this grim news.
Sad news, the Canadian soldier who was shot at the War Memorial in Ottawa has died.
The soldier is identified as Corporal Nathan Cirillo, a reservist from Hamilton, Ontario. Late this afternoon, more bad news. Ottawa's police spokesman confirms to CNN they are still looking for additional suspects. The last thing those in Ottawa needed to hear after such a terrifying day. Randy Kay, CNN, New York.